Welcome to the John, Paul, and Mike Show. At this stage, my name is John Jurisic. I'm talking with Paul Holmes.
Hello.
And we will keep Mike quiet for the time being and maybe introduce him or her or it much later down the way.
I think Mike is definitely a man, because if you go on to Mike's Twitter handle, which is I'm a lonely Mike,
yes,
there's a mustache.
Oh, I see.
It's not Movember, so we're going to assume that Mike is a man.
Okay, we'll do that. Well, the three of us are here. We've started a podcast, and we're going to talk about stuff. Our original title was Two Dudes Talking About Stuff.
Yeah.
But that was taken up, wasn't it?
It was taken by somebody who was swearing a lot.
Oh, well,
And that's cool, like, no problem, but we're not going to do a whole lot of that on our show.
Yeah, well, it's a PG rated.
PG, yeah. Talk about serious stuff, but we don't necessarily have to go crazy.
Well, Paul, you and I have known each other for quite a while.
Yeah.
We've got varied backgrounds.
Yeah.
I've likely done most of everything and a lot of nothing. But my most recent activities involve a lot of community work with the chamber.
Yeah.
A lot of community work with a technology business in biotech, which is when we met about 20 years ago.
A long time.
I think you were three.
I was 4 and a half. Yeah, I was young enough that I celebrated the half birthday. So, yeah.
And so we've been around. I currently try to do work in custom learning and training.
Yeah.
But love communication.
You know, that's where we're alike. This is why I'm kind of shocked neither of us have done a podcast before.
Because, yeah.
You know, I've always been a communications nerd myself.
Yeah.
Just doing, back before the internet came around. Yeah, I was a lot there. There was,
22.
Yeah, that's right. 2 and a half. I used to run BBSs. Remember that?
I do.
Dial up and the modem would screech, and then you'd leave a message. You only have one person on your network at a time. So imagine the internet if only one person could log in at a time.
That is so great.
And it was a lot of fun. And
you've been an IT pioneer like for so long. Obviously, founder Social Media Camp.
Yeah.
And now
co-founder.
Co-founder. Okay.
Chris is a good fellow. Too.
And a financial planner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So clearly we have a lot to say.
We do.
And we're a little bit tired of doing that in a coffee shop, aren't we?
Yeah, to each other. So, you know, we can say it to each other, and maybe we'll have an audience of two or three, you know, and grow from there.
Yeah, well, you know, I used to do this on CFAX for a while, and we always teased each other, my co-host and I, that we would have 11 listeners.
Yeah.
So let's try to get more than 11.
We'll shoot for 12.
Okay. Yeah,
we'll call them the Dirty Dozen. So if you're one of our first 12 podcasters, remember to send us a tweet, and maybe, you know, one day your name will be gold-plated on our wall.
In our ivory tower. So,
yeah.
So because we certainly you have a sense of digital space, are there Twitter handles? Are there Facebook pages for John, Paul, and Mike set up yet?
In fact, John, surprisingly, there is, yeah. Yeah, we're on Facebook. Facebook.com/John Paul and Mike, Twitter @John Paul and Mike. And remember, Mike is not really a person, inanimate object. So Mike is MIC. So hopefully, if you're listening to this podcast and
that's eminently tricky for me.
Yeah, but you know, that's where you're going to find us anyway. So
we're going to be talking a lot. We're going to try to be talking once a week.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about stuff that we think is very interesting to us in our community.
Yeah.
And that, frankly, isn't being talked about elsewhere.
Yeah.
And so that would be a bunch of stuff, not just about politics, not just about news, but actually about how people think.
Exactly.
About what they're doing, about what they think about their future. And so I think that's a neat place to be, and something that might generate 12 listeners.
At least 12. We, you know, our plan moving forward for the listener is, you know, we've talked about the various different news outlets that are out there, and everybody's getting the breaking news on Twitter and everything else. And that's not what we're going to be doing here. We're going to be talking about, you know, the real impact of this stuff. And, you know, what is Joe on the street, or, you know, the soccer mom or soccer dad, as it may be?
Yeah.
How is it, all this stuff affecting them? And it's not just our community here in Victoria, but across the country. And perhaps, you know, we'll touch occasionally on the global issues as well.
Well, I love that because, of course, Social Media Camp is going to be held this Thursday and Friday, May 1 to 3.
Yeah.
And it's a conference, a very successful conference, all about social media.
Mm-hmm.
And one has to ask oneself, what kind of impact is that having on people's lives? What kind of impact do people lose face? Okay, so let's just get out how old we are here.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're not three.
No.
You're in the 40s.
I'll be 41
range?
Very soon.
Okay,
yeah.
So would that be what they call millennial, do you think?
Gen X.
Okay, so I'm going to be 55 pretty soon.
So that's
I know you were all thinking
World
that
War
I was 18.
World War II there.
Yeah. So I'm at the end of the baby boom. So I'm actually part of that group that's going we're going to use the Facebook. I heard that on the radio the other day.
Yeah.
You know, instead of tweeting and using Twitter, Twit or something silly like that, I've become this amazingly huge fan of Jimmy Fallon. Oh my, has that fellow used multi digital and technology platforms to elevate that dialogue. It's just fantastic. Is that sort of what
you know, the reality, John, is that the social age which we're in, everything changes. Everything. And it's impossible, as much as people might want to opt out of Facebook or opt out of Twitter and, you know, avoid cell phones, et cetera, et cetera. It's going to be very difficult for the average person to not be affected. And, you know, I think of my grandmother, who's still alive and healthy and love her lots, if she's one of our 12 listeners, you know, she will probably never use Facebook. She'll probably never use Twitter. And she's the last. She's the last one. The next generation after her, which is, you know, people in their 60s and 70s, they're using it. They're using it to stay connected with the grandkids.
Well, it's certainly something that I would just love to explore with you, and we're definitely intending on having many speakers and folks talk about their personal experiences with these sorts of things.
Exactly.
You and I both love politics and have been, to some degree, political junkies for as long as I can remember.
Yes.
And
opponents occasionally.
Oh, well, okay, so, yeah, can't wait.
Battle it out.
Can't wait to dig into that and really talk about those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Really as they apply to I would like to say, the average Joe. I'm the average John, you're the average Paul, and we have our average Mike in front of us.
We do. So this will be episode one of the podcast, and we're ready to go. So stay tuned. Our next podcast will be on this channel, and we'll be interviewing people at Social Media.
I'll certainly want to review how people communicate.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to talk with politics about politics. I also want to talk about, you know, it was quite amazing. There was an election in BC last year. Christy Clark came out of nowhere to win,
mm-hmm.
and in large degree talked about one word, jobs, and why. I'd really like to explore that. Why is that the most important thing people want to talk about? Jobs, future, revenue, bills. Is that the sort of thing, Paul, that comes up with you in your financial practice, for example? Do people talk about that? Are we allowed to talk about that?
You know, I can always talk in generalities.
Yeah.
The reality, yeah, you're right. It's, you know, people think about it a lot, even people that have jobs. And, you know, it's not hard to dig up statistics that show you that, you know, the number of people who had the same job for 5 years or longer now is considerably lower percentage than 20 years ago, 15 years ago, even 10 years ago.
Yeah.
People change over in jobs. This whole notion of job loyalty, the whole sort of fluid job market is a very different place. And for people, you know, younger than me and older than that didn't kind of get into the job market in that headspace, it's distressing.
Well, you see, that's something we got to just dig into, because really, what do we hear, generally speaking, on the traditional media is you know, GDP is up 1.2%.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of business with Asia. That's all great, fine and dandy. I'd like to know what that means to you and to me and to our listeners. Are we at 13 yet?
Yeah. Well, and exactly, and the reality is that the unemployment rate isn't terrible. It's really not. But if you dig a little deeper, the people who opted out of the job market, there's people in that scenario. There's also just that underlying feeling of concern about job security. And statisticians measure that too.
Uh-huh.
And that's where, you know, the average person will say, you know what, I don't have money, I'm not ready to save, I'm not ready to invest, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. The reality is around that being, perhaps they do, but they're not feeling the security to move into that.
So we're perhaps got a society of folks that are just a little bit worried. We'll talk about that in other shows.
Yeah.
So, okay, this is a cool start. So you think we might be broadcasting from Social Media Camp this coming Friday?
Yeah.
Can you give us some details about that? So that is in Victoria.
In Victoria, yeah. Our hometown. And all the information is on socialmediacamp.ca. Launches this Thursday, and I'm not even
sold
sure.
Sold out, is it?
It's not quite sold out yet, so there's a few tickets left.
All right.
But, and I'll see you there. And we'll be interviewing some folks on this podcast. You
know, really cool. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, John, and we'll see you next week.
Well, we'll have to make sure Mike shows up. On that note, see you for now.
Thanks, everyone.